Welcome to another session of the Forex Trading Audio Course by Bullish Minds. In this session, we are going to discuss different types of candles and their significance. As always, in the provided PDF, go to session 19. I highly recommend you open the PDF and listen to each lesson. PDF link is given in the description. The first type of candlestick is the Marubozu candle. See the image in the PDF for reference. A Marubozu candle is a type of candlestick pattern in the technical analysis used to indicate a strong trend in the price of a financial instrument. A Marubozu candle has a long body with little or no wicks on either end, indicating that the opening price and the closing price were the same or close to it. If the Marubozu candle is green, it means that the closing price was higher than the opening price, and if it is red, it means that the closing price was lower than the opening price. The significance of a Marubozu candle depends on its context. In general, a bullish, green, Marubozu indicates that buyers are in control and that the price may continue to rise, while a bearish, red, Marubozu indicates that sellers are in control and that the price may continue to fall. The second type of candle is doji. A doji candle is a type of candlestick that indicates indecision or uncertainty in the market. It forms when the opening and closing prices of a financial instrument are very close to each other, creating a candlestick with a very small or no body. A doji candle indicates that neither buyers nor sellers are in control and that the market is balanced. It may suggest that a trend is losing momentum or that a reversal could be imminent. However, a doji candle can also occur during periods of consolidation or when the market is taking a breather before continuing its trend. The next type of candle is spinning top. A spinning top candle is a type of candlestick that indicates indecision or a tug of war between buyers and sellers in the market. It forms when the opening and closing prices of a financial instrument are close to each other, creating a candlestick with a small body and upper and lower wicks of similar length. A spinning top candle indicates that there is no clear winner in the market and that the price could move in either direction. It may suggest that a trend is losing momentum and that a reversal or consolidation could be imminent. However, a spinning top candle can also occur during periods of high volatility, indicating that the market is struggling to find direction. Another type of candle is a paper umbrella. A paper umbrella candle, also known as a hammer or hanging man candle, is a type of candlestick used to clearly indicate a potential reversal in the market. It forms when the price of a financial instrument has been falling or rising but then reverses sharply and closes near the high or low of the session. A paper umbrella candle has a small body and a long lower wick or shadow, which resembles a hammer or hanging man. If the paper umbrella candle appears after a downtrend, it is called a hammer candle, while if it appears after an uptrend, it is called a hanging man candle. The significance of a paper umbrella candle depends on its context. In general, a hammer candle after a downtrend indicates that buyers have entered the market and are pushing prices higher, suggesting a potential bullish reversal. Conversely, a hanging man candle after an uptrend indicates that sellers have entered the market and are pushing prices lower, suggesting a potential bearish reversal. Additionally, we have shooting star. A shooting star candle is also used to indicate a potential reversal in the market. It is exactly the opposite of paper umbrella. In paper umbrella, the body is on top, while in shooting star, the body is on the bottom. It forms when the price of a financial instrument has been rising but then reverses sharply and closes near the low of the session. A shooting star candle has a small body and a long upper wick or shadow, which resembles a shooting star. The length of the upper wick or shadow should be at least twice the length of the body of the candle. A shooting star candle after an uptrend indicates that sellers have entered the market and are pushing prices lower, suggesting a potential bearish reversal. The long upper wick or shadow of the candle represents the failure of buyers to maintain control of the market. In conclusion, Marubozu indicates a strong continuous trend. Doji and Spinning Top indicate indecision in the market, while Paper Umbrella and Shooting Start indicate a reversal in the market. Now, I want to mention one important point here. Candlestick patterns do not always behave as mentioned, and it is not recommended to solely depend on them for trading decisions. While candlestick patterns can provide valuable information about market sentiment and potential price movements, they should be used in conjunction with other technical indicators and analysis techniques. We will learn more indicators in the upcoming sessions. Now, it's your time to practice what you have learned in the chart. Go to TradingView and try to find these candlesticks and observe how the market is behaving. Are you a trader who is looking for a perfect trading strategy and mentor for your Forex journey? Do you want to be that 1% who is successful in the market? We will teach you the only strategy you need to make an average of 80% a month. Click on the first link in the description to access our Forex video course and one-on-one mentorship. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the next session.